which reflect this. Gatsby's luxurious parties are filled with the exuberant jazz music, Charleston dances, and bright, flamboyant clothing typical of the era. Likewise, Fitzgerald's presentation of both Gatsby's mansion and the Buchanan mansion seemed to revel in celebratory displays of excessive wealth. Readers are therefore often led to reduce the great Gatsby to these things and these things alone, a fun but ultimately insubstantial whirlwind of dancing, fine clothes, rich mansions, and alcohol. However, in order to really appreciate the power of Fitzgerald's most famous work, and to write about it in a way that shows you fully understand it, it's important to see past this tantalizing appearance. The novel is far darker and more complex than this element alone. For example, Fitzgerald clearly shows the reader a presentation of American life that goes beyond Gatsby's parties. This can be seen in his presentation of The Ashes, a space of poverty, decay, and drab unhappiness where characters like Myrtle and George Wilson suffer through hard, amoral lives from which they are unable to escape. Indeed, the way that Tom Buchanan exploits both of these characters, using Myrtle as his mistress and manipulating George's financial dependence on him by promising to sell him a car he never delivers, makes the point that the life of luxury and pleasure lived by Tom can only exist by exploiting those who are beneath him in the social hierarchy. From this point of view, The Great Gatsby is not so much a celebration of the party atmosphere of the Roaring Twenties as a critique of it. This idea can be seen again in the character of Jay Gatsby. It is Gatsby who possesses the fabulous mansion and throws the extravagant parties. It is Gatsby who impresses the narrator, Nick Carraway, with his luxurious car and his ability to have a greenhouse full of flowers delivered fresh whenever he desires it. It is therefore perhaps Jay Gatsby who is not only rich, but also appears as polite, generous, and kind-hearted, who symbolizes the celebration of wealth and excess in the novel. However, Gatsby is also a fake. The appearance of pleasant wealth and luxury masks a lack of substance in his underlying character. When Nick first encounters Jay Gatsby at one of Gatsby's parties, he does not recognize him. Although he is surrounded by all his fabulous wealth and power, Jay himself seems to be a bland and ordinary man who does not stand out from the crowd. Later in the novel, we learn that Gatsby's suave mannerisms and classy behaviors, which signal his wealth, did not come to him naturally. He had to learn them by copying his rich mentor, Dan Cody. Again, in a sense, he has been faking those character traits all along. And we learn, towards the end of the story, that Gatsby's wealth was in fact earned through the grubby and criminal activity of selling bootleg alcohol at a time when alcohol sales were illegal in America, a period known as Prohibition. Once we realize where it has come from, Gatsby's wealth no longer seems as magical and enjoyable as it did when we first witnessed it. Much like Tom's relationship with George and Myrtle Wilson, Gatsby's connection to the criminal world reveals that his money and the pleasure-seeking behavior it allows him to indulge in actually depends on a hidden act of exploitation and immorality. Yet it is not only Gatsby, but the world he lives in, which is ultimately revealed by the end of the novel, to be hollow and corrupt. All the guests who happily turned up at Gatsby's parties at the start refused to come to his funeral, where Nick Carraway is almost the only mourner. These people were happy to accept Gatsby's hospitality when that meant fun and light-hearted pleasure, but their connection to him lacks any real sense of commitment or meaning. It was a sham all along. Therefore, although The Great Gatsby might tempt its readers with alluring images of drinking, partying, and dancing, it can be argued that Fitzgerald includes these elements not in order to celebrate them, but to reveal the hollowness and corruption which actually lies behind them. Fitzgerald's presentation of Daisy and Tom is crucial to this feature of the novel. Tom Buchanan and his wealth are different from Jay Gatsby's because Tom is old money, whereas Gatsby is new money. This means that whereas Gatsby had to earn his own money through work and business activity, Tom inherited his from his family and has therefore never had to dirty his hands by working. In the society depicted in The Great Gatsby, this places Tom above Gatsby, putting him in a higher status socially and economically. Notice that it is this difference between old and new money which determines who lives in West Egg and who lives in the richer and more illustrious East Egg. However, Tom entirely fails to live up to these expectations, thus revealing them as empty myths. Not only is he racist, violent, and a manipulative adulterer,